AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. General Dan Kane says more than 10,000 sailors, marines, and airmen using ships, planes, and helicopters are working to enforce the blockade of Iranian ports. Speaking at a news conference at the Pentagon today, Kane said the Navy would go after any vessel trying to support Iran anywhere in the world.
Vessels will be boarded for interdiction and seizure transiting to or from Iranian ports. Turn around or prepare to be boarded. If you do not comply with this blockade, we will use force.
Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Iran still has time to choose peace.
In the meantime, and for as long as it takes, we will maintain this blockade, successful blockade. But if Iran chooses poorly, then they will have a blockade and bombs dropping on infrastructure, power, and energy.
The U.S. stock market is holding near its record high today as Wall Street waits for more clues about what will happen in the Iran war before making its next big move. Police in Virginia say Justin Fairfax, the state's former lieutenant governor, shot and killed his wife and then fatally shot himself. Fairfax County Police Chief Kevin Davis today said both were found dead at their Northern Virginia home after the couple's teenage son called 911 shortly after midnight. The police chief said the couple was going through a divorce. President Trump's design for the triumphal arch he once built at an entrance to the U.S. Capitol is coming up for a review and possible vote today by a key federal agency. This is one of several projects he's pursuing alongside a White House ballroom to leave his lasting footprint in Washington. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports German rescuers are planning to use air cushions to save Timmy the stranded whale.
Rescuers in Germany are preparing an operation to save a stranded humpback whale off the Baltic Sea coast. The whale, nicknamed Timmy, has barely moved for days, raising fears that it may soon die. Timmy's plight has received a lot of attention through live streams and protests. German state authorities have approved a private plan to lift the whale onto a tarp using air cushions, secure it to pontoons, and attach it to a tugboat. The plan of Thursday's operation is to transport the whale back to the North Sea and possibly the Atlantic Ocean. Previous rescue efforts temporarily freed Timmy, but it became stranded again. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.